Welcome to the Wellness Renaissance Podcast, exploring topics to help you find the pieces that fit into your health puzzle. Hey everyone, this is Judy with Wellness Renaissance. We have a great conversation coming up for you today with the Infinite Three. Who are the Infinite Three, you might ask? Well, they are the three lovely ladies who are putting together the Spirit Wellness Connection on May 19th, 2018 in Duluth, Minnesota, downtown at the Radisson. All details will follow. They're going to share the inspiration, what to expect, and who to expect. They share a little bit about the practitioners. You can hear that here. You can also see that information on their website as well. You know, if you're listening to this and maybe this is like, you're kind of like, I don't know about this stuff. You know, maybe some of it sounds like something you've experienced before, or maybe some of it is new. I encourage you to maybe come down and check it out. They really are creating a great space to explore and just kind of understand what some of this stuff is all about. So come on down and check it out if you have any interest in any of the topics that are going to be there. And again, that information will be ahead in the conversation. Before we dive into that, however, I have one last chance to tell you and remind you that Community Wellness Day is going to be happening on Saturday, April 14th from 10 to 2 p.m. And the location is new. It's not at UMD anymore. It's at the Essentia Duluth Heritage Center, formerly the Duluth Heritage Sports Center. That location is 120 South 30th Avenue West. And admission is free. Parking is free. It's from 10 to 2. Family friendly, kid friendly. Great opportunity to learn about resources and a lot of other fun things as well that are going on in our community. A little different focus than the Infinite Three have. So go to Community Wellness Day and then come down to the Spirit Wellness Connection a little over a month after that. I'll be at Community Wellness Day. Definitely stop by, say hello, let me know you're listening. It's nice to know that these voices that we're putting out there are going into people's ears. So it would be great to say hello. At my booth, we're going to have, so think about this, if you're coming to Community Wellness Day next week, at my booth, we're going to have a little collection of questions for asking the doctor. If you have a question you'd love to ask the doctor, nutritionally, physically, biologically, you know, get creative. Come on over, put it on a card, and then we're going to ask a doctor futuristically on a podcast, and you can listen for your question. But it's a great way to get some questions answered and have fun doing it. So join me, come on over, and now we're going to head into the interview with the ladies from Infinite Three. Welcome to the Infinite Three sitting before me. Let's go around and just share maybe your name and whatever you want to share about yourself. We're talking about the expo coming up. Who wants to start?
I'm Ducky Lasher. I'm a Reiki master.
My name is Gina Apodaca, and I think I connect as far as this event a lot with like rocks and reading cards. Okay. And developing my intuition.
Okay. And when you say reading cards?
Yes. So a lot of people will ask me to read cards, oracle cards, tarot cards,
okay,
different spirit cards. That's how I communicate with spirit.
Okay.
And with my intuition and giving guidance to for myself and for others.
I'm Teresa Williams. I'm really an empath. So this event to me is all about how it feels to the people who are going to be attending and to the people who are participating as speakers, vendors, etc. I'm really wanting to be in touch with how all this feels to them, because okay, I want to make it a good experience for everybody.
Okay. A nice mix of people. This is awesome. So talk about the expo, and I feel like it's more than an expo. So we'll talk about the event and what it looks like.
To me, it looks like, boy, there's going to be a lot of variety. We have not only spirit-related vendors, speakers, etc., but we also have people who are experts in nutrition. We have people who are experts in more physical stuff rather than the mind, you know, so more towards the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about connecting all those things together, mind, body, spirit, like a total well-being type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go and you can get a reading if you want. You can go and have some Reiki done if you want. You can talk to someone about your nutrition. It's kind of a place to get everything in one package.
Yeah.
I guess is the best way I can say it.
Right.
There's other expos and good ones. Just seems to me that it's more focused on all just the spirit part rather than a whole package. And there's so many people in our area that have such wonderful things to offer. We just really want to make the people in our area aware of that, because I don't think a lot of people know.
Mm-hmm.
And we also want these people who are practitioners of various things to know about each other, because they can maybe work together in respects that way.
Right. So you guys have kind of a local focus. Like, I'm thinking of some other expos that have come to town where there's people from a lot bigger area that are coming, where you guys are really kind of focusing on who's here in Duluth.
We really want to keep it local as much as we possibly can so that people don't have to wait.
Right.
You know, I don't have to wait to get my whatever they want to get.
Right.
You know.
Or travel.
You travel.
Yes, yeah, or travel to somewhere that's far away.
Yeah.
That's why it's a big focus of just what is around here, because so many people don't know. I didn't know at first how much we really had going on around
here. It really is amazing. You meet somebody and then you realize there's all that this person and this person and this person, and you didn't know this modality was here. And
exactly. And
I love, you know, one of the things that I think is great about sort of the integrative medicine is the mindset for most people. They really are excited to meet other practitioners because they really are excited to, if somebody needs something else, to maybe suggest other people that might help, which isn't so common in quote-unquote typical medicine, right? And I think that's such a beautiful example as we are trying to kind of integrate Western medicine and integrative medicine and more bridge that. And what a good example to show that to people of the kind of the lack of fear. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot of fear base in, well, if I tell this person about this person, they'll go see this person, they won't come back to me.
Correct.
You know,
it's competitive.
Right. Exactly. Which is kind of funny when you think about it, because a lot of the medical people who are in a hospital or in a clinic, they have an income that is steady, where the people in the integrative don't.
Mm-hmm.
They are depending on people telling other people, or you know what I mean, for their livelihood income. They don't have this base of income that just shows up, whether their patient load is completely full or not. And usually a lot of the doctors and various other modalities are full. You know, they're full anyway. So it's just kind of an interesting
thing.
And
a wait list.
Yeah, exactly. The trust, there's a different like trust level of how the world works, which is really cool and interesting.
Well, to follow up on that,
that was
kind of touches on why we're throwing this event, is because the three of us, we like to help people, and we do it from our heart, and we do it from the stance of being in service to other people and to the community.
Mm-hmm.
The people we are collecting for this event have the same attitude. They want to be in service to people.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really important to us.
Yeah. What a great way to feel like to walk into an event and feel that, you know, and that intention I think comes across so often in things like this.
Yeah, it's not very competitive. Everybody loves what they're doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And loves to, help people out.
And when we've been talking to the speakers and vendors, they're like, well, let me recommend this person. And so would love to be a part of this also. And I think everyone feels our intention and they're excited to be a part of it also. Mm-hmm. And I did want to touch on the name of the event is Spirit and Wellness Connection. So it was very important for us not to use like event, expo. We want to connect people. We want to bring people together, both practitioners, service providers, product providers, and people who want to use them. We were very conscious in how we named our event, and also Spirit and Wellness. We wanted to touch upon the holistic of alternative modalities. So we want to offer something for emotional health, mental health, physical health, spiritual health.
Mm-hmm.
and being, you know, complete. And we also know one leads to another. If you're stressed or confused or fear, it's going to affect you physically.
Right. So true. Yeah.
And connecting to spirit, connecting to our body again.
Yes. Something that we're sort of getting back into, but I think there's a lot of things that close the door.
Correct.
To that, to us really being able to be intuitive and speak to our own body and be aware of what it's telling us and what we might need. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I always tell these guys, to be more connected more consistently.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. So you kind of talk about your intention and what brought this together. Do you have more to say on the inspiration of what got you guys together to make this whole thing happen? Or is that kind of the desire to see something like that?
I have my inspiration. What about...
You don't.
Okay, I'll keep going. Well, for me, I kept hearing conversations where people were frustrated or they're feeling angry and didn't know why, or they were stressed or unhappy. And then I'd read it on Facebook and I'd be replying with things like, I'm a little more woo-woo, so I follow the stars, like what planet is in what constellation or what phase is the moon in the, you know, the solar flares are really going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of solar flares. So there's going to be a lot more anxiety or heightened emotions. So it's not you. Just, you know, stay calm, smile. It's, you're not going crazy. You're not being emotional, hormonal. It's okay. And that tended to relax people. They're like, oh, okay. It's just
there's a reason for it. It's not just me. There is other forces happening.
So I kept having these conversations with people, or I recommend a meditation or a site where they can go to relax. Or I'd say, go have Reiki done, you know, how it helped me. And they wanted to hear more and learn more. So that was my inspiration, is to let people know in our community that there's alternative ways to get that peace or trust, release fear, release pain, other than traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much more that can complement traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So on the Reiki or whatever, even massage, you know, helps people so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just besides going to the doctor, you could do other things to help the healing process and make you feel better.
Yeah. And I think of you talking about the whole mental health thing, you know, there's people when they're struggling, there is a sort of negative connotation to therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then there's people who don't want to go to see a therapist because they like kind of don't want that on their record. For somebody who has that kind of feeling of, you know, this is a great opportunity to meet practitioners who work with us, who aren't in the system, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of get a different kind of way about handling that. If therapy is something you maybe want to, I'm not sure about this, and I don't really want to be in a system. And my goodness, whenever I hear about people who are trying to do therapy, the amount of wait list, you know, for mental health care right now is huge. So another door to potentially open. And then you get to meet the people that you'd be working with. Also something that's not, doesn't always happen if you get tossed into a therapy pool, right?
Right.
On a list, well, this is the next person. This is an opportunity to stand, listen to them, talk to them, and get that gut feel. All right. Any other inspirations you guys want to share? No? Okay. That's kind of the deal. All right. Awesome.
I kind of just like busted in the mind right away.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. You hadn't said very much, so I just want to make sure you got your...
Yeah.
You're good. Okay. The quiet one over there. Hey, it's Judy busting on in for a second. You know, when I'm doing the podcast conversations and we're recording and then we have the off camera, quote unquote, moments, and sometimes some really awesome gems come of that. And this is one of those times that I backed up and we recorded the conversation so that I could share it with you. Gina shares with us what brought her to understanding spirituality, and Ducky, she takes off from that and talks about her experience with distance healing. And then we're going to dive right back into the regularly scheduled conversation. You just talked about how you came to sort of recognize and experience the spiritual side of things. So talk about that.
So my background is actually, I have a strong science background. I went to college, I majored in chemistry and minored in mathematics. And I took a lot of physics courses, quantum physics courses, as well as chemistry. And it was through my learning in science that I became more spiritual. So what I discovered was there is nothing solid in our universe. Everything is pure energy. The more we studied atoms and we got into the, you know, molecules, and we studied the atom and we went deeper into the atom using electron microscopes, even an atom is pure energy. We talk about the nucleus of an atom, but when you study that, it's actually even more dense energy. So there is nothing solid in the universe. And that was so fascinating to me. When you start to think about it and you go down that rabbit hole, you realize everything is pure energy. Everything is pure vibration. And that is what spirit is to me when I talk about spirit. And that's why when you hear about distance healing or people connecting long distances, for instance, Ducky does a lot of distance healing using Reiki. She's connecting to people using energy. She's sending her frequency through, you know, across the country to manipulate another person's energy and help raise their vibration. Mm-hmm. So, and then Ducky, like, what's your experience with distance healing?
See, I know I've always been really good at with energy and, you know, sensing people. Even my, you know, me and my dad had a huge connection, you know, calling people and they're already on the phone, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff like that. So when I got into Reiki and when they said something about distance healing, I knew that I had to delve more into that and figure that out, because I was so good at already connecting with people. So, and that opened me up and to sending energies. And the first few times I did it, people felt it. I was like, I know, this is awesome.
Wow.
You know, and
what
I
a
just,
great confirming.
Yeah,
thing
it
for
was,
you,
you know, because sometimes you think you're a little nuts, but then when things start connecting for mm-hmm. you, it's just fascinating and wonderful. And then you're just, your heart opens up and then just more flows. So it's,
right.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful experience.
People have spoken really well about distance healing. That
yeah.
I know I've heard some people say, I feel like I get a better healing when it's distance than even when the person's
yeah,
in the
I,
room.
Yeah, I have a client that once a month I do distance healing, and she says the same thing. She goes, I just can't believe how intense it is even when I'm not there, you know, and I just love it.
That's so beautiful. That's awesome.
Beautiful.
We talked about the kind of general sense of who's going to be there. Do you guys want to, and you don't have to say the whole list, but do you want to pop off some names of people who might be doing some presentations? And this is all on the website.
Well, we'll start with the speakers. We really tried to be conscious to have a wide variety of people there. Somebody who we've all worked with, and she's even helped train Ducky in being a Reiki master. One of the speakers is Erin DeWitt, and her business is Conscious Living Now. So she's very active in the community. She's been an inspiration to us. She's very good about using mindfulness, working with the different energies to heal emotionally, physically, and connecting with others. She's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to, like, give, you know, you can go to the website.
Right. And
I'm not sure we just talk
I'm
about
not sure what she's
going to speak
so,
about.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want to steal her thunder.
Right. Yes.
So, and then we have a person coming up from Cloquet. Her name is Karen Pringle, and her business is Naturally with Karen. She also goes by, she's known locally as the Shaman as well. One of the things that excited us about her is she'll do hair testing. So she can test your hair and see what toxins you have in your body, and then she'll adjust. She'll talk to you about what to eat, what not to eat, how to detoxify your body from those heavy metals or whatever's, you know, poisons are in your body.
Nice.
And that really excited us about her.
Yeah.
So that's why we have her there. And she has actually all different types of modalities that you can check out when you come visit her at our event. That for me was the most exciting. So
right.
She uses hair testing plus her own kind of medical intuition. We also have Stacy Quaid, who's going to be there. And her company is Energy for Life Connection. And she does a lot with the human biofield. She learns about, she'll like work with you on your own energetic frequencies. And then help doing healing through working with your fields, your auras, your fields.
Uh-huh.
She does healing touch. She does other energy-based therapies to help us to stay balanced and healthy.
Shannon Flaherty, primemybody.com. You can find her there. She does body talk practitioner, which I love that. It's really a unique way to go in and get a healing from her. And she's going to be talking about hemp oil at our event and the benefits from that. Yeah, she's a fun character. And we really love her energy that she brings to everything. Mm-hmm. She's really a fun person.
Yeah, and I think hemp oil is something new that's coming. Like, I'm seeing it a lot now.
Yeah, we see it a lot. So, you know, what's the hype and how does it work and if it does work? And and she'll be able to answer all those questions, you know, that people will have with that.
And I was interested in that because it's plant medicine.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I really love any alternative ways of healing or dealing with. It's also an adaptogen, so it helps you to deal with stress. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to have Shannon there. And it's a sustainable plant.
Yes, right. Yeah.
We also have, we're really excited, we have Judy Brewer.
I'm just going to be speaking there.
I have no idea what you're talking about her there for.
Her company is Wellness Run, and we really hope you come to see her speak. And while we're on that topic, like, I was excited to have Judy there because I wanted to talk about food allergies. I mean, who doesn't know someone who doesn't say, I can't eat wheat.
Yeah.
I can't eat this. I eat this and I feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Another reason we're having this event is more and more people, I feel, are waking up and they're connecting inside as well as to spirit and their intuition.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling our bodies, I think, stronger, and we're realizing there's what we eat and what we do to our bodies is affecting our health and how we feel. And we can control that. And we want to bring more solutions to people. So where can we get organic foods? Where can we get tasty, delicious vegan foods?
Right.
What should I eat? What shouldn't I eat?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
And yeah.
We don't want to feel bad anymore.
Right.
And we want to, like, take proactive steps.
And
to
food is such
it.
A big thing. I mean, it's, we all eat every day.
Right. Oh, and if we don't eat, it's cranky time. Like, hangry.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're excited to have Judy there. We also have Amy Vasserline. Her website is Intuitive Pathfinder. We've been to a lot of her events and seen her speak. We really like her energy, her intention behind what she does. And she's going to be doing something different at our event because she knows our event is different than kind of what she's done in the past. She's going to be talking about how we can all tap into the universal wisdom and what that means for us and how we can utilize that. We also have Kim Buscala there, and she does journey dance, and it's a form of dance that combines freestyle and structured movement to help inspire you. Whenever we dance or we sing, you're just easily uplifted.
Mm-hmm.
So she encourages dance to help us get out of our mind and just feel happiness and joy.
So she's speaking. So will it be a type of event where she will encourage people to dance, or is it kind of just talking and showing what she's doing?
She's gonna have music, and she's gonna do sort of a sample class.
Okay, cool.
Journey dance. So the way it works is she plays some music and she makes just suggestions.
Okay.
Like, I don't know, wave your right arm, or I don't know what the suggestions are.
Right,
But you know, she'll make suggestions, and then people do that in their own interpretation of the suggestion.
Oh, nice.
And it leads to, you know, maybe other types of movements, whatever, and it's basically to get out of your mind and into your body and just let your body flow with whatever it wants to do.
So an opportunity to experience.
Nice. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I like it.
So be prepared when you go to their session.
Yes.
Our next speaker is Carrie Wright, and her company is Designed for Thriving, and she talks about living in alignment with truth and making conscious choices and making decisions based on what we love or fear. I'm trying to kind of, that's so cryptic.
As much as it's cryptic, it kind of depends what she does with it, because the point is super valid. We make a lot of decisions mm-hmm. from those exact two places, but it's being aware of that. Maybe is it bringing awareness to that?
Bringing awareness to your thoughts.
Bringing awareness to it. I get a feeling like when you live your truth and you live authentically, doors open up. Life goes where the energy flows. So it's one of her kind of taglines.
Okay.
She helps you to stay aligned in what you want so that you keep going in that direction. Some other speakers we have coming, they're called Two Guys in the Know. They're who connected Dougie, Teresa, and I.
Yeah. Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, we took a development class from them, and that's how we all met.
Fun.
Yeah, we met at the class.
Okay. Oh, what a cool deal.
Yeah.
All right. I like it.
They're big in our hearts. We got lots of hearts for them.
Okay. So. Yeah. And what do they do? They're intuitives?
Mm-hmm. They're psychic mediums.
Oh, nice.
And they both work together. And they both have their own style. And it's fun because when you go to them to ask questions to spirit, they each have their own voice and their own interpretation. So you get two readings.
Oh, that's cool.
At once.
Yep.
Exactly. And they'll do classes where they teach you how to develop your own intuition and connect yourself. And they're the ones who really got me learning cards and interpreting cards. So for me, spirit doesn't speak directly to me all the time. And so I like to have they choose the cards for me. And then when I tell the message that I see in the cards, people are like, that's true, or I'm going through that, or that's so cool, or that means something to me.
Right.
And it's not something I could just blurt out without them.
Right.
I trust in spirit will pick the cards that they need to hear. And they also have a shop in the city. It's called Awakenings, where they have singing bowls, crystals, the tarot card books about tapping.
Okay.
So we asked them, they're also going to be a vendor at the event, and we asked them to bring a lot of their different products.
And their store is in what city?
Minneapolis.
Oh, it is in Minneapolis.
It's
okay.
In downtown Minneapolis.
Okay. And they're also going to be doing a gallery event, psychic gallery event, in the afternoon on the day of our event.
Okay.
Where you can go and it's like a group reading, basically. People will get individual readings in the group setting, and they'll probably do that for a couple hours. So there's a chance everybody attends may get a reading. If they don't, they will also do at the end a group reading for everybody. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, and those are really, I guess I'd call it like kind of intense events.
Mm-hmm,
there's a lot going on, a lot of communication from spirit in those.
Okay. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
We also have Jody Christensen, who's going to be a speaker. She works at Yoga North here in Duluth. She does, this was really fascinating to me, she does yoga, Ayurvedic yoga, somatics, massage therapy, Reiki, quantum touch. And she's excited to talk about all these different modalities with us, as well as how to combined modalities.
Mm-hmm.
So she'll be introducing everyone to that, and you can ask her questions about all of those different practices. And then we have Inge Meskun. She's an integrative nutrition coach. She's also an author. She wrote a book called Embraceable Me, Life's Transformation Through Journeying Inward. And she's going to be talking about what she calls three simple exercises to a stress-free day, where you get to learn about the benefits and techniques of mindful living, such as mindful breathing, mindful eating, mindful walking. You know, everything we do is an opportunity and a form of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. All right. That is an awesome list. A great group of people. Some of them I know, some of them I don't. So that'll be very, very fun. We're also doing a live podcast from this event, and so we haven't got all the details of that worked out, but I think the way that's going to be, it's going to be an opportunity for anybody who is listening to this, if you're not able to come to the expo, or maybe you miss people or whatever the case is, we'll be doing a talking to all those practitioners that are going to be there and the vendors and things like that, and find out who they are, what they're doing, at least a segment of them. So it might be a good opportunity to listen after the event to this if you weren't able to attend or you missed some folks. So I think the plan is that we'll be, this is kind of a project in the making, so we'll be doing it live there, so I'll be recording and talking to the various, like I said, the various vendors and speakers, and they'll be sharing their modalities, so it's a great way to get another sense of them. Another way to sense who they are, what they do, and learn some of the details. So I think that's our plan.
People can ask questions of them. And
yeah, there'll be a opportunity for... So come to the expo and and join us at the live podcast and be able to ask these people some questions, because it is nice to be able to do that. And I'm sure if you have a question, a lot of other people do too. So have the bravery to ask it, because sometimes people don't have, but they really want the answer. And this sounds like such a friendly and open event, you know, for maybe people who
haven't. It's a safe, open... You know, we were all very mindful to select people who work from the heart, who are compassionate, as well as skilled. And we just touched upon our speakers. We also have some really interesting vendors and practitioners who are going to be in our marketplace, who we have an Akashic Record consultant. We have this great group of ladies who makes jewelry out of stones. And they were really sweet, and they were conscious about the theme of the event. So they made sure they went and picked stones that would align with their chakras or would have some fun, you know, fun, interesting healing vibration to them. Yeah. So we have a nice wide variety for people to come and learn about all the different opportunities.
Yeah. It's really exciting. And it does sound different than what we have had up here in my experience before. So I'm really excited.
Circling back to the health portion of the event, I did want to highlight a couple people. So we have Karen Pringle, who's going to be there. She's written books about the mind-body connection with your thyroid and how to keep your thyroid happy and healthy and what to do when it's not. She deals a lot with psychosomatic diseases. She even has courses for that. She's the person who does the hair testing to see what toxins you have in your body. And she gives courses. She does consulting. She offers dietary recommendations. She really pushes a plant-based diet. I've been to her website, and she has these amazing photos of vegan foods that would actually convince me to go vegan. They look so delicious. And then I did. So Stacy Quaid's going to be, she's going to be a speaker, but she's also going to be a vendor. And some of the things she's going to have at her table are, she's bringing some dried teas that she's made, some tinctures, plant-infused vinegars. She's going to have some salves that she's created with using plants. So a lot of things that support your health, your physical health,
right,
as well as emotional health.
And Inga Mascoon is going to be doing a workshop on integrative nutrition, as well as working in mindfulness into that. She received training from the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. She studied there a variety of dietary theories and practical lifestyle coaching methods. So she's not only just knowledgeable about the nutrition, but how people can make different ways of eating work for them. So basically, she puts the power in your hands. She's just there to kind of guide you through. She helps you co-create personalized actions based on your goals, and then helps you move toward your ideal vision of health within your unique body, lifestyle, preferences, and resources. So she's not going to say, you know, you have to eat this or you have to do this to help you. She works with you as to what you prefer to eat, how you prefer to move, that type of thing. So she can help
what's
you
reach. What's available to you.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a big deal.
A lot of people think when they think nutrition, they think, oh no, I'm going to have to eat weird stuff.
Exactly.
You know, this is working with the things that you already eat and helping you to make better choices and giving you the power, you know, not she's going to tell you what to do. She's going to work with you to help you decide what to do.
Right. And that's what a lot of these people do, is they work with you. They partner with you. They get to know you, your lifestyle, your likes and preferences, your schedule, if you're very busy, what you have access to. I really appreciate that.
Right. Really looking the holistic aspect of it. You know, another thing with a lot of these practitioners, and well, I would say all of them, is we think of doctors in, you know, 7 to 15 minutes if we're lucky. And that's yes. not how this works at all. It's a much more whole being discussion that you're having.
Or they write a prescription and then you leave their office.
Right.
And you never talk to them again or really right. follow up again unless you have another issue.
Right, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, it's much more hands-on and personalized this way and more authentic feeling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Gina said, you know, these people are in service to others and they really want to help. They're not here just to give you a quick fix. Here's a prescription, you know,
right.
next.
Yeah, exactly. And it feels very different and the care feels very different.
Yeah.
Which is so wonderful.
And I've been talking to practitioners that have said they want to leave Duluth because they don't have clients or they don't have a support system or there aren't other people that they can share or talk or learn with. And it can be a little bit of a integrated health spirit desert here. So
especially if you don't know those other practitioners
if you
are
don't
out
know
there.
Each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And yeah. I think one of the things is not everyone's Facebook savvy or website savvy or online. How do we find each other?
Yeah.
How mm-hmm. do we connect? And that's another driving force behind having this event.
And a lot of times when we're in a place where we're looking for these types of things, it's not, the website doesn't feel like the best place to go. It feels like a place to get information, but you want to meet them organically.
Yes.
And which is why through people and an opportunity like this is so big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you have a collection of people, like even when you go to one of these sessions or if you're in the marketplace, you'll hear other people's questions
yes.
that you might not have thought to ask. Mm-hmm. And then you hear the answer and that excites mm-hmm. you or it mm-hmm. opens up another mm-hmm. question and it starts a conversation and then maybe you made a new friend.
Right.
And it's also about, we're going to have a lot of areas where people can sit. We're going to have seating. We're going to have available tables. So after you've had an experience or you've heard a speaker, we want people to get together and talk about their experience with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make connections. Let's make friendships with mm-hmm. other like-minded people,
yeah.
open-minded people, compassionate people.
Very different than, that's another thing that's very different than any other expo, is having an intentioned common area
mm-hmm.
where it's not just a standing area, it's a sitting area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Wow, you guys are like making the change you want to see in the world. Yeah. Being the change you want to see in the world.
And it's about serving the community.
Right.
So
all
right.
about the heart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Putting it out there as this is what you want to see, so you're making it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, like with these seating areas and conversational areas, and we're hoping that, you know, people will find other people like-minded that they can move forward with them. Like we all, us three,
yes.
you know,
yes.
and
thank goodness for each other.
Mm-hmm.
We're,
right.
if we're having an off day or we can use like the words we like to use, you know, they let me be woo woo and talk about like,
right.
is this the woof mood? And they're so supportive and loving and
yeah.
like, it's okay, Gina. So it's,
you get to be yourself.
I'm
yeah,
so, yeah.
yeah.
Explore in the ways that you
yeah,
want to explore.
We're
and
very open-minded and accepting and just open to everything.
And
so.
Be authentic.
And yeah, and authentic.
Use my language.
That's
yeah.
great.
And the more people can connect and I don't know how else to describe it, but know about all this stuff,
right.
you know, then like you mentioned, Duluth is not super open to this type of thing. And we want people to see it's nothing scary. It's something that can be very beneficial mm-hmm. and comfortable and
take the
wonderful.
Pieces that work for you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. And
yeah.
and grab onto them because you never know.
And you might come there for one thing and see another thing that you were like afraid of.
Right.
And find out that it's not
sure
scary.
Right.
Oh, those people aren't scary,
right.
you know.
Right.
And
right.
We are looking for more practitioners to join the event. We still have tables available.
Okay.
For people who want to present themselves to the community and
okay.
be involved with this and join us.
That's good to know.
We also have a one speaker slot available if somebody would like to
present.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Present to the community.
Great. That is good to know. So if somebody wants to come tell us where to find your information, when it's going to be, how they get tickets, all that fun stuff.
Well, it's going to be on Saturday, May 19th this year, 2018. It'll be held at the Radisson, which is, I believe the address is 505 West Superior Street. But if you're around this area, you know where the Radisson is. We'll start at 10 in the morning and go till 5 in the afternoon. We'll have the vendor marketplace open during those hours. We have speakers and workshops going from 10:15 all the way up to 4:45. So we'll have things going on all day. Admission is $7, and that gets you into the vendor marketplace. It gets you all the free speakers, all the free workshops. We have a website, spiritwellnessconnection.com. And very soon you will be able to purchase your tickets ahead of time online if you wish. Or we're certainly will be available the day of the event right at the Radisson there.
Okay. Wait, I don't know. Did I miss anything? Free parking in the back of the Radisson.
Yep.
They've got free parking in the back.
Yep. Parking ramp. Walk right into the Radisson and it's easy access. And
that's good to know just because parking downtown is tricky.
Right behind the Radisson. It's very easy. There's either side of the Radisson you can easily access. So
And it's held on the lowest floor.
We're held on the main floor on the Superior Street level. The ballroom there will be where our vendor marketplace is, and we're going to have, there's two rooms on that floor. One will be for the workshops that are being held, and also another room will be where we're going to be having the podcast, the live podcast that you're doing in the morning, and in the afternoon we'll have the gallery event there with the two guys in the know. Tickets for that, by the way, are going to be limited, and we'll be putting a link up on our website if you want to buy tickets ahead of time for that as well.
Okay.
Those ticket price will be $25, I believe, and we're probably going to limit it to about 25 people, so that they will probably go fast. And then we also have another room, actually, which will be on the lobby level, the second floor, and that's where the speakers will be.
Okay.
But we'll have plenty of signage directing everybody around so nobody gets lost. We'll have people there helping you to find where you need to go, that type of thing. So.
Great.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why we selected the Radisson is we're going to have an hour break, and there's a lot of restaurants and food options. So if people, we're going to break for an hour for lunch. And the Skywalk will take you to various restaurants. There's a restaurant on site. Yep. It's always fun to go up to the top floor of the Radisson in the revolving room.
Yeah, so pretty up there. I love it.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anything else I'm forgetting to ask or that you guys want to share?
Well, we're active on social media. If you're a Facebook person, we're on Facebook, Spirit Wellness Connection. If you're a Twitter or an Instagram person, our handle there is Spirit Wellness 8, the number 8. Spirit Wellness, the number 8.
Got it.
So we would love some followers. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, we have some, but just really interested in getting the word out there. And we're happy to answer any questions on our Facebook page.
Yes, please ask questions.
Or, you know, if you're interested in speaking or being a vendor, you know, get a hold of us that way. Or we can be reached by email, infinite3events@gmail.com. And so it's infinite, the number 3, events@gmail.com.
Excellent. Well, thank you. This is exciting that you guys are starting this, and I hope that it continues year after year.
So do we.
I think it will. I think once people get there,
where energy goes, life happens.
It's great. So we'll do it.
We're also sort of practicing what we preach. You know, like we want to have this event, and now we're just trusting that it's going to happen.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Judy.
I look forward to the live podcast.
I'm excited for your podcast.
Yes. It was a great time hanging out and getting to know these ladies. I hope that if this is something that interests you, that you can come and join us and check it out and meet everyone. And I know I should know the answer to this because I just got done editing and listening to this interview, but I can't recall if the cost of admission was mentioned to Spirit and Wellness Connection. So it's $7. You can purchase your tickets online. You can also purchase them at the door. that day, and I don't know if that needs to be a cash purchase or not, but a good thing to prepare for. So come on down. Look forward to seeing you. Say hello. Join us for the live podcast. I'll be doing a talk on food sensitivities as well. I think it's going to be a great day. Thank you so much for listening. Please check out the rest of the episodes of the podcast on iTunes. You can subscribe. Reviews are wonderful, very appreciated. You can also, if you're not a iTunes user, you can go to wellnessrenpodcast.com. That's wellnessren, R-E-N, short for Renaissance, because nobody ever wants to spell that if they don't have to. You can find me and my information at wellnessren.com and Facebook, facebook.com/wellnessren. And if you do enjoy the podcast, first of all, thank you very much. Second of all, be it this episode or any of the other topics we have covered or have yet to cover, please pass it along. Sharing the podcast is really helpful in my being able to continue doing this. So thank you very much for those who have and who have subscribed. Very much appreciated. Have a fantastic week. We look forward to seeing you next weekend. I look forward to you joining me next week. Bye.